I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is From the Pages of the Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. Bass in the slop. There are a lot of bass in the slop right now, but how do you dig them out of that thick vegetation? I'll tell you, but first.
The summer of lower prices continues at Fleet Farm. Take Sprout Vitamin Feed Supplement for livestock. 25-pound bags, now only $19.99. And for you birders, KT Midwest Regional Blend is just $12.99 for a 7-pound bag. Plus, get 12 mega rolls of Quilted Northern Ultra for only $12.99. And enjoy Fleet Farm Beef Jerky for just $8.79 a pack. Look for new lower prices on everything you need for everyday life with price drops at Fleet Farm.
This time of year, the water has warmed in the shallows, but there are a lot of bass, and they are in the shade under all that slop. How do you get them out of there? Boy, you can't get a crankbait through there. It's too thick for spinnerbaits now, and certain jigs just absolutely will not penetrate that slop. Well, there are a few ways you can do that. One good way, if you're in lily pads and working around vegetation that has some pockets, is to throw topwater frogs, like a scum frog, something that floats on the surface that you can twitch, carry it over some of that vegetation like those lily pads, and just twitch it around in those open pockets. Bass will come up and crush that. You can use a little faster approach by using a jawbreaker spoon. They're metal, they're weedless, and then you really have to move those much quicker over the slop, or you can pitch in those big heavy live rubber jigs. They have a weed guard, and you don't cast them out, you just drop them in to the pockets of vegetation, and bass will crush those jigs. This is From the Pages of the Outdoor News.